A wise woman will busy her ever in one to get her love, yea, whereas she has none. But since I had them wholly in my hand, and since that they had given me all their land, what should I take and keep them for to please, but it were for my profit or mine ease? I set them so a work by my fay, that many a night they sung and well away. The bacon was not fetched for them, I trow, that some men have in Essex at Dunmo. I governed them so well after my law, that each of them full blissful was, and for to bring me gay things from the fair. They were full glad when I spoke to them fair, for God it wot I chid them spittously. Now hearken how I bore me properly. You wise wives that can understand, thus shall you speak and bear them wrong on hand, for half so boldly can there no man swear and lie as a woman can. I say not this by wives that be wise, but if it be when they them misadvise. A wise wife, if that she can her good, shall bear him on hand the chaff is wood, and take witness of her own maid of her assent. But hearken how I said, Sir old Canard, is this thine array? Why is my neighbour's wife so gay? She is honoured over all, there she goes. I sit at home, I have no thrifty clothes. What dost thou at my neighbour's house? Is she so fair? Art thou so amorous? What roan you with our maid, Bendicity? Sir old lecher, let thy japers be. And if I have a gossip or a friend without guilt, thou chidest as a fiend, if that I walk or play unto his house. Thou comest home as drunken as a mouse, and preachest on thy bench with evil preef. Thou sayest to me, it is a great mischief to wed a poor woman for costage. And if that she be rich, of high parage, then sayest thou that it is a tormentry to suffer her pride and her melancholy? And if that she be fair, thou very knave, thou sayest that every holler will her have? She may no while in chastity abide, that is assailed upon each a side. Thou sayest some folk desire us for riches, some for our shape, and some for our fairness, and some for she can either sing or dance, and some for gentleness and dalliance, some for their hands and their arms small. Thus goes all to the devil by thy tale. Thou sayest men may not keep a castle wall. It may so long assailed be over all. And if that she be foul, thou sayest that she covets every man that she may see. For as a spaniel, she will on him leap, till she may find some man her to cheap. Nanon so grey goose goes there in the lake, as sayest thou, that will be without a make. And sayest it is a hard thing for to yield, a thing that no man will his thanks held. Thus sayest thou, Laurel, when thou goest to bed, and that no wise man needeth for to wed, nor no man that intendeth unto heaven. With wild thunder, dint, and fiery leaven, may thy welked neck be to broke. Thou sayest that dripping houses and eek smoke and chiding wives make and men to flee out of their own house. Ah, Bensity, what aileth such an old man for to chide? Thou sayest that we wives will our vices hide till we be fast, and then we will them show. Well may that be the proverb of a shrew. Thou sayest that oxen, asses, horses, hounds, they be assayed at diverse stounds. Basins, lavers, ere that men them buy, spoons, stools, and all such husbandry. And so be pots, clothes, and array, but folk of wives maken no assay till they be wedded, O dotard shrew. And then, sayest thou, we will our vices show.